In Electrida.pl, gadgets, a communication module will appear soon. Wi-Fi and Bluetooth based on ESP32. Compared to previously available modules, ESP8266, the ESP32 has two 32-bit cores, one dedicated to supporting wireless communication. The comparison of ESP8266 with ESP32 shows new functionalities and greater possibilities at a similar price and power consumption. Characteristics of ESP32 compared to ESP8266. Number of cores, 2. ESP8266, 1. Wi-Fi plus Bluetooth or BLE. ESP8266, Wi-Fi. RAM, 512 kilobytes. ESP8266, 160 kilobytes, 96 plus 64. Number of GPIO pins depending on the version, roughly 32. ESP8266, roughly 16. ADC channels quantity, 18. 12-bit channels, ESP8266, 1 10-bit channel. Number of DAC channels, 2 8-bit channels, ESP8266, 0. The number of channels of the touch interface, 10, ESP8266, 0. SPI, I2C, UART, I2S, CAN, IR, Ethernet MAC buses, ESP8266, SPI, I2C, UART, I2S, supporting cryptographic functions, SHA, AES, ECC, RSA, RNG. 16 times PWM interfaces for the card SD and MAC Fast Ethernet allow for easy building of universal modules such as Wi-Fi, BLE, Ethernet, micro SD. The module is equipped with a system CP2102 being a USB UART converter, which allows, among others, for programming the module from the Arduino level. There is a stabilizer on the module's board, which enables power supply with 5 volts, e.g., from a USB port. Integration with the Arduino environment under Win10 control. We install the latest version of Arduino, currently 1.8.3. We install Python 2.7, selecting add python.exe to path. During installation, we install the Git client, run Git GUI as administrator, right mouse button, select clone existing repository. We give the source, select the target as the path that you will find in Arduino, file, preferences, sketchbook location. At the end of the path, add hardware, espressive, ESP32. Then click clone. We go to the created directories, hardware, espressive, ESP32, then tools, and run get.exe. We observe the process of downloading and unpacking. Run the Arduino environment, select tools, board, and the option to select ESP32 dev module should appear. Select the serial port that appeared in the system after connecting the board. We can start working with ESP32. The update consists in starting the Git GUI, selecting the created repository, and selecting remote/fetch from/origin/get.exe in hardware, espressive, ESP32, tools. Preparing to work with ESP32 is more complex than in the case of ESP8266. If you notice errors in the description or encounter problems with launching, let us know in this topic. Together, we should be able to overcome any obstacles. DS18B20 Blink Wi-Fi Thermometer. Code redemption for ESP8266. As in the previous material, we will try to send data from the temperature sensor to the Blink application on a smartphone. Unfortunately, the Arduino ThingSpeak library does not currently support ESP32, but you can send ThingSpeak data with regular GET requests. When you are adjusting your programs on ESP8266 to ESP32, you should, among others, change include to include. Another change is the names of the pins. We change the naming convention. D2, D3, D4, D5, etc. Replace with ordinary 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. We change the program code for Blink from the previous example, and we can receive data from the temperature sensor sent via Wi-Fi on the application on our smartphone. More information about Blink in the previous material. ESP8261, D1 Mini. Sample program code. Mainline 1 wire has been configured on the G13 pin, which we connect with the yellow wire of the DS18B20 sensor. The G13 pin is connected with the 4.7 kOhm resistor with +3.3 volts, the red sensor wire with 3.3 volts, and the black with ground. After configuring the Wi-Fi access program and the Blink token in the code, after compiling and running on ESP32 in the Blink application on the smartphone, the current temperature readings should appear. We managed to use the code described in the two previous materials, D1 Mini Module, ESP8266, and ESP8266-12E Node MCU Amica, plus DS18B20 Internet radio on ESP32. Let's try to leave Arduino for a moment.